Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Strongman Mussolini to the Present by historian Ruth Ben-Ghiat traces how authoritarian leaders rise, rule, and endure across different cultures and eras, beginning with Benito Mussolini and extending to modern figures. Rather than treating dictatorship as an exception, the book presents it as a recurring political style with recognizable patterns. Ben-Ghiat focuses on the public performance of strongman leadership, the manipulation of institutions, and the use of violence and corruption to consolidate power. The narrative connects personal psychology, propaganda, and state structures, showing how cults of personality are built and why they can be resilient even amid policy failures. A central aim is to help readers identify early warning signs in democracies under stress. By combining historical case studies with contemporary analysis, the book argues that understanding the playbook of strongmen is essential for citizens, journalists, and policymakers. The result is a clear, historically grounded guide to the tactics that turn political ambition into autocratic control. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the strongman blueprint from Mussolini onward. The book frames Mussolini as a foundational model for modern strongman politics, not because later leaders copy him exactly, but because his methods crystallized a recognizable governing style. The strongman blueprint begins with a promise of national rebirth amid crisis, paired with the insistence that only one leader can restore order. Ben-Ghiat emphasizes how this narrative allows would-be autocrats to delegitimize opponents as enemies of the people and to redefine pluralism as weakness. The leader cultivates an image of decisive masculinity, competence, and exceptional destiny, using spectacle and mass communication to create emotional identification. Once in motion, the blueprint relies on capturing institutions that could constrain power, including courts, police, military leadership, and the civil service. The book highlights how authoritarian practices can spread through legal looking steps, such as emergency measures, rule changes, and selective prosecutions. This topic underscores that strongmen are not just products of ideology, but of opportunistic techniques that travel well across time. Recognizing the blueprint helps readers see that authoritarianism often arrives through familiar political rhetoric and incremental normalization, rather than sudden coups. Secondly, propaganda, spectacle, and the manufacture of loyalty. A core theme is how strongmen treat public life as theater and information as a weapon. Ben-Ghiat shows that strongman rule depends on creating a constant sense of drama rallies, staged appearances, viral moments, and a steady stream of slogans that simplify reality into loyalty tests. Control does not always require total censorship. It can be achieved through flooding the public sphere with distractions, conspiracy theories, and false equivalences that erode trust in independent sources. The book examines how leaders turn media into an extension of personal branding, rewarding friendly outlets and attacking critical journalism as treasonous. Spectacle also serves to normalize cruelty or corruption by reframing them as strength, necessity, or patriotism. Over time, propaganda builds a parallel reality in which the leader is the nation and personal loyalty is treated as civic virtue. Ben-Ghiat stresses that this manufactured loyalty is fragile and must be constantly maintained, which is why strongmen often escalate rhetoric and stage new conflicts. The topic clarifies how manipulation of emotion, identity, and fear can outperform policy success in keeping a leader politically dominant. Thirdly, corruption as a system of governance. Rather than depicting corruption as a side effect, the book presents it as a governing strategy that binds elites to the leader and weakens accountability. Ben-Ghiat describes how strongmen use patronage networks, state contracts, and selective enforcement to create a loyal inner circle that profits from the regime. This structure turns politics into a marketplace of favors, where access replaces merit and law becomes a tool for punishment. Corruption also undermines institutions that might resist authoritarian drift. Regulatory agencies are captured, watchdogs are defunded, and anti-corruption efforts are portrayed as partisan persecution. The leader benefits from ambiguity and complexity, because opaque finances and informal power channels make wrongdoing harder to prove and easier to deny. In many cases, the boundary between public resources and private enrichment dissolves, while propaganda reframes personal gain as national success. Ben-Ghiat links this to the durability of strongmen. Compromised allies have incentives to protect the system, since exposure would threaten their fortunes and freedom. Understanding corruption as architecture, not scandal, helps readers see why replacing a single leader is often insufficient without rebuilding transparency and the rule of law. Fourthly, violence, intimidation, and the politics of impunity. Another major topic is the role of coercion, whether overt or subtle, in maintaining strongman power. Ben-Ghiat examines how authoritarian leaders encourage an atmosphere where opponents, journalists, and civic groups anticipate retaliation. This can include the use of security forces, paramilitaries, or loyalist mobs, as well as legal harassment such as investigations, tax audits, and defamation campaigns. The key element is impunity when the leader and allies avoid consequences. Intimidation becomes self-reinforcing because the public learns that resistance carries risk while loyalty brings safety. The book also shows how strong men justify coercion by claiming to defend the nation against internal enemies, criminals, or foreign plots. Such narratives enable harsh policies, crackdowns, and the normalization of exceptional measures. Ben-Ghiat highlights that violence is not only physical, it includes threats, surveillance, reputational destruction, and the chilling effect on professional and personal life. This topic helps readers connect the erosion of rights to a broader strategy of breaking solidarity and isolating dissenters, thereby shrinking the space in which democratic opposition can organize. Lastly, how democracies resist and how authoritarianism is reversed. While the book diagnoses authoritarian tactics, it also points to patterns of resistance and the conditions that can restore democratic life. Ben-Ghiat emphasizes that strongmen thrive when institutions and norms are weak, opposition is fragmented, and the public becomes resigned to abuses. Effective resistance, therefore, involves broad coalitions that defend shared civic rules rather than narrow partisan wins. Independent courts, professional civil services, and free media are portrayed as essential, but they require public trust and active protection. The book suggests that exposure of corruption, documentation of abuses, and sustained civic mobilization can raise the costs of authoritarian behavior, especially when coupled with international scrutiny and domestic accountability mechanisms. Another element is narrative pro-democracy movements must offer a credible alternative vision of security and dignity so that fear-based appeals lose their grip. Ben-Ghiat also underlines that transitions away from strongman rule are vulnerable to backlash, making institutional reform and anti-corruption safeguards critical. This topic leaves readers with a practical lens for evaluating democratic resilience, not a single tactic, but a sustained commitment to law, transparency, and pluralism. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a historically grounded guide to authoritarian politics, including students, journalists, educators, policymakers, and any citizen concerned about democratic backsliding. It is also valuable for readers who follow current events and feel overwhelmed by the speed at which norms can erode, because it organizes seemingly chaotic headlines into repeatable patterns. The practical benefit is clarity by learning how strongmen build cults of personality, weaponize media, corrupt institutions, and rely on impunity. Readers can better evaluate leaders and movements without being distracted by ideological labels or daily controversies. That insight can improve civic decision-making, from voting and activism to community discussions, by focusing attention on institutional health and accountability. Compared to similar books that concentrate on a single country or a single era, Strongmen stands out for its comparative approach and its focus on tactics that recur across contexts. It connects past and present in a way that helps readers recognize early warning signs and understand why resistance requires both principled institutions and broad-based coalitions. For readers seeking a concise but expansive framework, it is a worthwhile purchase. If you would like to support Ruth Ben-Ghiat, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.